part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com. Coming up in 15 minutes here on KBOO, it's Flashpoint, today honoring the life and times of noted Native American poet and spoken word artist John Trudell. The program includes an excerpt from a broadcast John Trudell did from Alcatraz in 1969. At 11 on Between the Covers, host Lynn Molick speaks with author Todd Davies about her latest book, The Lizard Princess, the third volume in the Arcadia Wonder Tales series. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, Barry Deutsch unveils his new graphic novel, the third in the Hereville series. It's called How Mirka Caught a Fish. That's all coming up this morning, right after Air Cascadia. Chris Andre is up next with headlines, interviews, and commentary on the Boo. Hey, thanks KBOO members for your generous support in our recent membership drive. You make this station possible. If you missed the drive, you can still give by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
Thank you to all of our new and renewing members during our winter membership drive. That makes KBOO one of the best community radio stations in the country. We fell a few thousand short of our goal of 55,000, so if you didn't have a chance to give, it's never too late. Remember, for the month of December, if you become a new member or if you increase your giving over last year, your gift will be matched by a number of local businesses and individual donors. Donate now at kboo.fm/give. Thank you once again for being the best supporters a station could ever ask for.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, December 10th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest again, we're trying to reach Corey Saylor, busy man. He's, of course, the director of the Department to Monitor and Combat Islamophobia, which, of course, is on the rise. Donald Trump's approval rating in the aftermath of his remarks, which bring shame and disgrace on all of us. We're all responsible for this. We're all part of it. We can't say, well, Donald Trump is a madman, and he doesn't speak for us, and people who follow him are all vicious mad dogs. No disrespect to mad dogs there. Nonetheless, this is a country. We are part of one creature. And in many ways, there is a bit of Donald Trump in everyone, and try denying it. You really can't. It's time to really nut up and speak hard words on behalf of what we all know is right. That said, of course, we want to get Corey on the show, and we're going to keep trying because I do want you to hear what he has to say. And we're also going to be speaking today, hopefully, with Dallas Goldtooth with the Indigenous Environmental Network, or Tom Goldtooth. Tom is Dine in Dakota. He's the executive director, lives in, since the 1980s, Tom has been involved with environmental-related issues and programs, working within tribal governments, developing Indigenous-based environmental protection infrastructures. He works with Indigenous people, not just in Minnesota, but across the world. He's in Paris right now, I believe. We're going to try to reach him today. As I said, everybody that we're trying to reach today are right in the center of the maelstrom, which here in Portland seems relatively calm. But rest assured, the other parts of the world are not experiencing the calm that we are here. I also want to echo the words just now of some our membership director. Thank you all for becoming members of KBOO. Right now, you would not be hearing from Corey Saylor or perhaps from Tom and or Dallas Goldtooth today were it not for those out there in the community, loyal listeners, who did in fact decide on make the right decision and invest in the richness and the strength of community radio. We indeed, this is a habitat, and we do enhance this habitat when we make it all the better by becoming members of community radio. And we're still trying to reach Corey on the line. As I said, not an easy man to reach in the best of times. So that said, Tom, and again, Tom, director of the Indigenous Environmental Network, and talks about what's something a creature called RED, R-E-D-D, reducing emissions from deforestation and degradation. Sounds good, doesn't it? But then all of this, you can even make, as I said before, Donald Trump sound good to some people. And again, RED, or reducing emissions from deforestation and degradation, that sounds good to some people. It even sounds good to some environmentalists. Yes, it does. However, in fact, instead of cutting CO2 and greenhouse gas emissions, the UN, the US, the European Union, China, Norway, and climate criminals like BP, Total, Shell, Chevron, Air France, and BHP, Billiton, all these and more are pushing a false solution to climate change. And that's exactly what we're talking about when we talk RED. It's a carbon offset mechanism which privatizes the air we breathe. Let me say that again. RED privatizes the air we breathe. When you hear that term bandied about, RED is going to solve all our problems, don't believe the hype. This is nothing short of yet another final stage in the privatization of virtually everything left on the planet. And there isn't much left to privatize. It's all going pretty fast. It's a carbon offset mechanism, privatizes the air we breathe, and it uses forests, agriculture, and water ecosystems in the global south as sponges for industrialized countries' pollution. That, of course, instead of cutting emissions at the source, and that is naturally leaving fossil fuels in the ground, which nobody seems to be able to do. RED brings trees, soil, and nature into a commodity trading system that may result in the largest land grab in history. It literally steals our future. It lets polluters off the hook completely. And, of course, it is the latest manifestation of the ugly face of colonialism. That said, moving right along, in Utah, it looks like we're about to experience a flurry of catastrophe once again. It seems that Department of energy officials and energy cooperatives with members in 8 states, but this is mainly in Utah, are negotiating a plan that could lead to the construction of small, they say, commercial nuclear reactors in an eastern Idaho, as they call it, a federal nuclear site. Who knew? We could be living on a federal nuclear site. Officials with Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems said that this nearly 900 square mile site containing the Idaho National Laboratory is their preferred choice for what are called small modular reactors. Here's what they have to say about it. Of course, there's a lot of space, and that means that they can blow up a huge amount of natural habitat and wilderness without killing people necessarily, at least not directly, if one of these small reactors does go south. And the early indication is that there is, and you know what else they're going to do? the nuclear reactor is however tiny, pocket-sized iPhone-type reactors nonetheless take an enormous amount of water. Water is a commodity that we no longer have the luxury of doing what we will with it. That water is needed by people. It's needed desperately in Utah. All Western states are afflicted by drought now. And what are they going to do with those very last drops of water? They're going to blow it all on a reactor. Yep, that's right. Why? Because we need more power. Why? Because there are too many people. Because nobody thinks, oh yes, maybe we can feed everybody on the planet, but do we want to? Where do we draw the line? We don't have the luxury of overpopulation. We no longer have the luxury of breeding ourselves into extinction. That's a myth from the ancient past. Americans have this notion of infinite expansion. Well, guess what? The planet is not an infinite habitat. It has boundaries. We've now exceeded those boundaries. There are too many people. Like it or not, you don't have to say that like that. You can call me any kind of names you want, but there's too many people. They need too many resources, and the Earth is pretty much tapped out. We know this because about all that the toxic Paris have been able to cough up in the name of a solution is this Red Deal, the privatization of everything, Utah's water included. And let me tell you, the corporations behind Red are salivating to get their hands on the profits from those reactors that are going in Utah right now. And it hasn't started yet, but you can bet that this is going to happen. Local leaders seem to be supportive, they say, and that the Department of Energy is also supportive. Well, hell yes, they are. The company, of course, is building them is based in Oregon. And the name is New Scale Power. They're going to build the reactors that can individually produce 50 megawatts. Additional reactors are going to be built as power demands grow. See what I mean? As power demands grow. That's the key phrase. That means they're planning for more people. I'm telling you, a species can breed itself to death. Isn't that funny? Birth and death, all there in one package. And moving right along, there's just so much to talk about here. I don't even know what to talk to you about next. Undercover activists, it turns out, at the climate talks are buying off professors on climate change. This is a sting with the second week of the talks in a relatively steady holding pattern. The most interesting news out of Paris is that nothing to do with the negotiations themselves, but Greenpeace used the platform of COP21 to release results of an undercover investigation that revealed just how easy it is to pay an academic to say whatever you want him to. It isn't very expensive either. You can buy yourself, you can have your own pet academic for only $8,000. I want to suggest that as a thank you gift for the next membership drive, is your own pet academic. You poke him and he'll say anything you want. While posing as representatives from oil and gas companies, the Greenpeace UK investigators struck deals with academics from, get this, Princeton and Penn State to publish academic articles that promoted the positive benefits of carbon dioxide and the positive impact of coal for the poor. Yes, just as Beijing becomes the world's most toxic city, you can't even see in front of you in broad daylight. Broad daylight being one of those things that hasn't happened in Beijing for decades. One of the academics exposed, William Happer, Google that. He's at Princeton. He actually testified at Ted Cruz's Senate hearing on protecting climate denial. The details from the sting, this fascinating look. You can take a look at it. You can find it on Greenpeace. You can Google William Happer and follow the yellow brick road, right, to Paris. In Alabama, the tide should be crimson with shame. Once activists have finished with that state, that we should be able to have restored a few voter rights that looked like they're on the verge of vanishing. Over 134,000 messages were sent to the Justice Department that went out regarding the mysterious closure of DMV offices across the state. Alabama Governor Bentley had partially reversed himself back in October and announced that the closed offices would be open one day a month going forward. One day a month. Oh, good. Maybe that day will not, in fact, be voting day. And yesterday, federal transportation officials announced that they're going to investigate whether Alabama violated civil rights laws by cutting back on motor vehicle services in predominantly black counties. That's an infringement of voter rights, because that's where many people go in the South to vote. So that said, moving right along, we're almost finished with this show. And the very last note, my ride has showed up. Yeah, John Trudell, dead at 69. He died day before yesterday. And just these last words from Greta Montaigne. He got a fast horse. Comanche warriors made sure he got their best. Hoofbeats thunder through the time ripple, cracking open the curtains that divide the spirit wells, casting sparks back our way. Let's gather them up and build fires. This is Peter Cascadia for Thursday, December 10th, 2015. Rock Bergeron engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, we honor the life and times of the noted Native American poet and spoken word artist, John Trudell. He passed yesterday into the spirit world. In the next hour, hear excerpts from his historic 1969 radio-free Alcatraz broadcasts, and we'll listen to excerpts of a 2006 speech he gave on Native American rights and multiple injustices against Indian peoples. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. And you're